What if everything you've struggled with, money troubles, difficult relationships, health challenges, stemmed from not knowing the rules of a game you've been playing your whole life? Florence Scovel Shinn's 1925 masterpiece reveals something startling. Life operates by precise spiritual laws as reliable as gravity, yet most of us stumble through completely unaware of them. Madonna credits these principles with transforming her career. Robert Downey Jr. used them during recovery. Nearly a century before The Secret popularized manifestation, Shinn laid out a framework so practical, so immediately applicable, that it continues changing lives today. Her revolutionary insight? You're not a victim of circumstances, but a player in a divine game where knowing the rules changes everything. The difference between those who seem blessed with endless luck and those perpetually struggling isn't talent, connections, or even hard work. It's understanding how to play. Three forces operate within every mind. The subconscious possesses tremendous power but no direction. It faithfully creates whatever patterns you've programmed. The conscious mind perceives limitations based on past experience. The superconscious contains perfect ideas and unlimited possibilities. Whatever you consistently imagine manifests in physical reality. Sarah worked twice as hard as colleagues, yet remained broke while they prospered. The difference wasn't work ethic, but subconscious programming. Her father's voice echoed, "Money doesn't grow on trees. We'll never be rich." No effort could overcome this invisible blueprint. The fundamental rule operates with mathematical precision. What you give out returns to you. Plant thoughts of lack, harvest poverty. Plant gratitude, harvest prosperity. Each person has a unique destiny, a perfect self-expression awaiting recognition. Demand, infinite spirit, open the way for the divine design of my life to manifest. Let the genius within me now be released. A woman struggling in administrative work made this demand, discovered her gift for interior design, and within 2 years established a successful business. True self-expression never feels like labor, and necessary resources always appear. Your words construct the laws governing your life. One woman constantly said, "I always miss the train," and never caught one. Her friend declared, "I always catch trains," and did so even when arriving moments before departure. Same city, same trains, opposite results. The only difference was their spoken words programming their subconscious expectations. This explains why superstitions worked for believers. A horseshoe has no inherent power, but belief creates expectation in the subconscious, which manifests corresponding experiences. Fear attracts what it focuses upon, while fearlessness dissolves obstacles. When a woman discovered her husband's affair, she blessed him and their relationship silently each day. Within weeks, he ended the affair and recommitted with greater devotion. Her words, even unspoken, created vibrations that transformed the situation. A businessman discussing financial problems watched them multiply until he spoke only of abundance. Within months, his circumstances reversed. The universe responds to your vibrational frequency, not whether you're complaining or celebrating. Effective affirmations feel true when spoken. "I now receive all that belongs to me by divine right" carries more power than "I hope someday to have enough." Your words program the subconscious, which faithfully creates corresponding experiences. Nothing can resist a completely non-resistant person. When Jesus taught, "Resist not evil," he revealed a spiritual law. What you resist persists and grows stronger through your attention. Resistance is like holding a beach ball underwater. It requires constant energy, and when you stop, the problem resurfaces with force. A woman constantly feared tuberculosis despite being healthy. After years of this fear-based focus, she developed the disease. When she shifted to focusing exclusively on perfect health and divine protection, she recovered completely. Her resistance to illness had created it. In reality, there is no evil to resist, only the illusion of two powers instead of one. When you bless every event and those who appear to harm you, you transmute negative situations. A businessman facing bankruptcy after embezzlement blessed his partner and affirmed benefit for all. Within months, new investors appeared, the business recovered, and his former partner began making restitution payments. Living in the past creates bondage. You must live fully in the now. Non-resistance doesn't mean accepting mistreatment. It means rising above the battleground to where solutions become visible. A mother struggled with her rebellious teenager until she stopped resisting and instead affirmed her child's innate wisdom. Within weeks, their relationship transformed without confrontation. Remaining spiritually alert means beginning each day with powerful affirmations that open you to miracles and abundance. These morning declarations set the vibrational tone for everything that follows. God is your supply, flowing through channels like jobs, investments, or inspired ideas. Prosperity means aligning with universal abundance, not accumulating wealth. When you speak words of prosperity with perfect faith, you release what belongs to you by divine right. The critical principle is acting as if you've already received your desire. A woman needing rent money filled her apartment with flowers, celebrating unseen abundance. Within days, unexpected money arrived, covering exactly what she needed. You can only receive what you see yourself receiving. Many pray for prosperity while visualizing lack, creating conflicting vibrations. The Israelites saw themselves as grasshoppers compared to giants. This perception, not external reality, kept them wandering 40 years. Those who understand spiritual law remain undisturbed by appearances, rejoicing while yet in captivity. When bills mount, they give thanks for abundance already on its way. Sometimes you need others to hold your vision when doubt overwhelms you. No man can fail if some one person sees him successful. The wealthy worry about money as much as the poor, proving prosperity is a state of mind rather than a bank balance. Life operates by the law of boomerangs. Your thoughts, deeds, and words return with mathematical precision. This is the law of karma, Sanskrit for comeback, embodying the principle that you reap what you sow. Vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord, means the law itself, not God, takes vengeance. Understanding this, you stop seeking revenge, knowing the universe balances all accounts. When making demonstrations, ask aright. Demand only what belongs to you by divine right rather than personal will. A woman wanted a specific apartment, but affirmed, "If this apartment is mine by divine right, I cannot lose it. If not, something better awaits." She later discovered structural problems and found a superior apartment at lower cost. Christianity's revolutionary contribution was introducing forgiveness, which transcends karmic law by freeing you from cause and effect. Under grace, you reap where you haven't sown. Forgiveness doesn't mean condoning harmful actions, but releasing their emotional charge. Often, the person you most need to forgive is yourself, your past mistakes and missed opportunities. Self-forgiveness powerfully accelerates manifestation by clearing guilt that blocks receiving. The process begins with willingness. I am willing to forgive completely. This opens the door for divine love to transform your perceptions. You're not a victim, but a player in a divine game with learnable rules. Your words create your reality. Your resistance strengthens what you oppose. Your forgiveness liberates you from karmic chains. Your alignment with divine design unlocks hidden genius. The game isn't about acquiring more, but becoming who you truly are, trusting the divine blueprint already written for your life. Every challenge is an invitation to remember the rules and play more skillfully. Start today. Speak only words that heal, bless, and prosper. Bless those who seem to harm you. Release the past through forgiveness. Demand that your divine design manifest. Act as if you've already received what you desire. These aren't religious platitudes, but practical techniques for impressing your subconscious mind with the reality you choose to create. The most profound shift happens when you stop asking, "Why is this happening to me?" and start asking, "How is this serving my highest good?" That single question transforms you from victim to player, from struggling to flowing, from resisting to receiving.